Next up this week, we hear from Sean Randall on the Free Download Manager. You can get this software from freedownloadmanager.org. And let's join Sean now as he launches the program.
I'm going to load
Free Download Manager.
Free Download Manager.
Free Download Manager.
Now, this Free Download Manager, when I loaded it up, I'm in now the downloads list, because the main window is split into several tabs, I suppose you would call them. We have downloads. This tab shows you all your active downloads. It has a history of your complete downloads, and it's basically where any file you're downloading at the moment will be displayed. The scheduler tab. The scheduler allows you to schedule things. You can schedule downloading, stopping downloading, shutting down your system, or even running programs, which is really cool. And I didn't know about this until yesterday when I started to look at this program in more detail. I used it to play music at a certain time, and it worked quite nicely. I went to bed quite early. I was downloading a couple of audiobooks from... must have been Audible. I wanted it to shut down when it was done, or by... midnight. So I used the scheduler to schedule the system shutdown at midnight, and also checked the shutdown computer when done option. And by midnight, the system was off, and there was only sort of half a file left. But it was clever enough to know to stop the downloads before shutting down, which I'm quite impressed by. So it's quite powerful here. The
Site Explorer.
Site Explorer. This is wonderful. You can enter into this Site Explorer an address, an FTP, or an HTTP, or an HTTPS, which is, as you may know, secure HTTP web browsing. Enter any sort of address here, and you will get, if you enter an FTP address, you will get a list of files and folders on the server, which is great. It's almost like an FTP client in a way. Well, it is, but it's not as advanced as some, but it does get the job done. It lets you download things. If you enter the address of a web page, it will display a list of links on that page and the files they correspond to. So, for example, if I entered, for example, my homepage in there, I would get a link to my guestbook, which is the one of the links on the page. I would get a link to my my project page, which is also on the page, and to my hit counter, which isn't very beneficial. But suppose you entered a web page with a list of downloads on it, you would get a list of files from which you could choose exactly what you wanted. And it's just a list box. It's almost like Windows Explorer, in a way. Now,
Site Manager...
This one allows you to keep passwords and things for secure sites like FTP servers and stuff. If you're just tired of entering passwords, you can store them here and they'll be safe until you want to download files again. The really powerful one
HTML spider tag.
Is the HTML spider, which sounds vaguely disconcerting. It's not. It's the thing that lets you download entire websites or chunks of websites. What I'm going to do with you first is to let you see a list of my active downloads, none of which are active at the moment. They're all paused or complete. PC cursor. Now, the first file in my list
Raising Helen.
It is a movie. It is
paused.
Thank you, Jules. And if I let you read the entire line here.
Paused Raising Helen. 85.7 MB, 81%, 69.6 MB, 010 PS Raising Helen. 20.08, 200, 104.
Now, it says, it gives you all the information. If we look at it more carefully,
Raising underline Helen period.
That's the name.
85.7 MB.
That's the actual size.
81%.
That's how much we've done so far. It's been going for a fair while.
Left bracket 69.6 MB. Right bracket.
Okay, it shows you how much of the file we have downloaded, which is a fair bit.
0/1.
Not of one. I think that means it's not done.
0/D/S.
And of course, there's no transfer speed because
PC cursor.
It's not being downloaded at the moment. The next file we have.
Set up RPC x 748 KB. Complete setup RPC.
This is a complete file. Of course, it's done, so there's no transfer rate again. And we have another complete file here.
Synfont, CH.
Now, the reason there are complete files here, if I shift tab from this list,
preview all groups closed, 104, Synfont,
I'm in preview. And I can either view my downloads by group,
level 0, all groups open, 5 items.
We have
level 1, books, 105,
books,
music, software, video, 4, video, other, 505.
Other. And so, and you can make your own groups, which is really cool. If you download, for example, lots of, say images, you can make a group for pictures, and then you can assign file types. So you could assign GIF, JPG, BMP, whatever, to that group, and then whenever you download a file with that extension, it would automatically choose the appropriate directory for your images, and then of course you can view them here. So that's the groups.
Level 0, filters closed.
You can also use filters to
filters
view,
open, 4 items.
For example,
level 1, complete, 1
complete downloads,
in progress,
in progress,
stop, 3,
stop,
schedule, 4 of 4,
scheduled. Now if I go to
level 0, level 1, complete,
complete we
listen,
have
setup RPC,
the setup RPC file
synth
and the synth font, which is a help file. But they are the completed downloads that I've got. I can delete those because I don't need them, so I'm going to do that. I'm going
setup
to select them all and press delete.
Confirmation dialog. Are you sure? Yes button. Setup
yes,
RPC X.
I'm quite sure, thank you.
List view. Not selected. Graphic. Setup RPC X. 7. Complete. Setup RPC.
I only gone.
Complete.
Okay, that's not really helpful, but anyway.
Complete.
I think they are gone. It's just that the log keeps them. Okay.
In progress,
I want to show you the stopped download.
List view.
Because we have
Raising
Origin Kali, which is a big file.
Per convert. X 100.
We also have the currency converter. I think it's a currency converter. If I had a look at which line.
Yeah, it's 172K. 0%.
We haven't downloaded it yet.
Left bracket 0. D right bracket.
No.
0/1. 0. D slash S.
Now.
Currency converter. Dash. No sound.
The comment is currency converter. No sound. This comment was gained from the text of the link to the file. So when the HTML, the web page, said. The link said currency converter no sound, and that link is represented on my screen, so I can exactly see what this file is now. Now I'm going to turn Jaws speaking the highlighted text off,
oh,
because as you might know, in download managers, the screen updates every so often to show the status and progress of the download, which very very often makes Jaws ramble on endlessly. So this file is only small. I'm going to start it now. You'll hear a couple of sounds. You'll hear my little beep when it starts, and you might hear the voice announce download complete if I've set that sound up. So I'm going to start. Okay, that's not good.
Not selected graphic file.
Download complete.
Okay, that is. Now there's only one file in this list.
Pause raising Ellen. 85.7 MB 81.
Because of course the download is gone.
Renew. Stop. 3 of 4.
Stopped.
In progress. Complete. One of
to complete.
List view. Complete per convert. X 172KB 100% 172KB 010 BS currency converter. No sound. 2108200101.
Now, as you can see, the other complete downloads have gone.
Highlighted.
I'm going to open this
context
file.
Menu. Create new. Create back. Start download. Stop. Query size. Start download. Advanced. Schedule. Delete download. Perform virus. Launch file. Open. Launch file.
Launch file. And the currency converter should load up because that's what I've downloaded.
Leaving menus. Dialog. Conversion type. Check standard conversion radio button. 203.
Yep.
Per convert. E. Currency converter. No sound. 2108200.
There we go. We have the
Highlighted.
Currency converter loaded up.
Continue button. Help button.
We'll exit that.
Exit button.
But
free download manager.
You can launch files from this program, which is quite cool. And also, it was quite quick. It didn't play the start download sound for some strange reason, but it did announce download complete, which is, of course, what you want. Also, it can, and usually does, display the file name of the completed download in a tray tooltip, which later versions of Jaws and Windows XP can read, which is very useful if the program is minimized and you have big files going. You want to know what's happening. As soon as the file is done, it'll just pop up a little tray balloon, I think they're called. Now, what I'm going to show you now, if we go back to the main
preview, level 0, all groups open,
all groups
view,
we have
Raising Helen,
which is paused. We have
for converts,
currency converter
complete,
which is complete, but the list is only down to those two items. We deleted the rest and they have gone. So that is basically a quick and very non-detailed, but it shows you how you can look at what's done, what's happened. There's also a log, which I'm not going to show you, because it basically has a nice list of files you've downloaded over the past 15 days, which again is useful if I very much sort of download files at like 4 in the morning when I'm half awake. I never know where they've gone, so the log is quite useful for that. You can just find the file and launch it, or open the folder containing the file if you need to know where it is. Now I'm going to go to the options menu.
Menu, download options, control O.
Okay. We look at the download options briefly. We won't go through every option set because, of course, as you can see, we have
site manager options.
The site manager options.
Optimization wizard.
The optimization wizard, which sort of basically is quite cool if you haven't used FDM before. It sort of automatically tailors your settings for your specific connection, which I like to do manually, but we can discuss that later on.
Default download settings.
The default download settings, which you can change from the download options.
HTML spider default settings.
HTML spider settings.
General settings. Control
general settings, which we'll have a look at as well in a bit.
Traffic usage mode.
And the traffic usage mode, which I described earlier on. We have
traffic 360 light mode, control
light
one.
Mode,
medium mode,
medium
control
mode,
two, heavy mode, control three.
As I mentioned earlier on, there's no way to tell what is actually selected. So I'm going to enter on medium mode just to be on the safe side.
Leaving menus.
Now, I'm going to show you the download option. So here we go.
Download options dialog. New download page. Check determine group for download automatically. Checkbox for converts. X currency convert.
Now it's reading the highlighted stuff. Now basically this option.
Check determine group for download automatically. Checkbox.
It does what I mentioned earlier on. It looks at the file type. If there's a matching file type in a group, it will select that group. So if you have JPEG pictures, it will set the group to images.
Check save download to its group's appropriate folder. Checkbox.
That too does the folder selection.
Check start download automatically. Checkbox.
This determines whether or not you have to manually click start, as I did with the currency computer, or whether or not it will just download on its own. It depends, I suppose. I purposefully kept an unstarted download here just to demonstrate, but usually if I want the file downloaded, I want it downloaded now, so this is good, a good option to keep selected.
Not checking zip preview checkbox.
A zip preview, another really cool feature. If you're downloading zip files, it'll actually open up the zip file and let you see what files are inside. Which is sort of useful if you download a lot of archives. Personally, I don't, because I have a nice connection and I just like download them and look myself, but it's quite useful.
Advanced button.
This advanced dialog we won't look into all that much. I want to show you in the advanced options
tab,
the
protocol tab, proxy tab, miscellaneous tab,
miscellaneous functions,
miscellaneous page, local file if the file already exists, combo box, rename 3 of 5.
You can choose, so if you download a file that already exists, it'll rename the new file. So for example, if you download two files called readme or something, I don't know, readme is a very common name in download packages, it'll name one readme 1 and the other one readme. You can have it ask you
rewrite ask,
or
stop
or anything, but I like rename.
Rewrite, rename.
Thank you. Because if I'm downloading big batches of files, I don't get interrupted.
Check local file reserve disk space for downloading file free state button.
This is another useful feature, not supported in many other download managers. It'll actually reserve the space for the file before it starts the download. So if you're running out of space on your hard drive or a flash drive or something, you will know immediately. So you won't get sort of 95% of the way through a file and think, uh-oh, no disk space. This is a really cool feature. Also, it creates the files for you and lets you see how big they're going to be when everything is done, which is quite nice.
Not check local file digital file extension for uncompleted download. Free state button.
A feature used prevalently in download managers is to add an extension to the file which isn't complete yet. So, for example, instead of something like readme.txt for a completed file, you'd have something like readme.txt.incomplete or something, just to show you that it's not complete. Personally, I don't use it because I can check download status in the FDM window. So, but it's a useful feature if you like that sort of thing.
Not check internet server, don't restart the download if resume is not supported by server free state button.
Basically, this says if the internet server you're downloading from doesn't let you resume files, don't try.
Internet server if the file size was changed on server, combo box, ask 1 to 4.
Another useful feature, if you're downloading a file that gets changed, so for example, if I'm downloading, I don't know, a book, a textbook, or something else, and it's updated during my download, do I want it to get the old file, keep going with the old one, or start with a new one? This one it asks me.
Ask 1 to 4.
It's very rare that this happens, so I keep it on ask, just in case.
Check internet server, file not found, free state button.
This basically allows you to determine
root cause,
think,
stop on errors, group box.
Stop on what errors. So
easy
you can tell it to stop if the file's not found, to stop
check
if
server, access, denied,
access
free state
is
button.
Denied.
Not check local file, create the extension if file
now,
1 free state button.
Again, this is for the local files. If the file extension isn't specified, it will be created for you.
Check local file, use hidden attribute for uncompleted download free state button.
Use hidden attribute. Basically, this lets you hide files that aren't downloaded yet. It doesn't make much difference to me personally. I have hidden files turned off. But you can see the benefits if you use the system with other people, or you prefer not to have to accidentally click on files. You can make them hidden until they're done.
Not check local file append comment to the file name when on free state button.
The comment is what I showed you earlier on. It's the actual text from the link on the HTA website itself. You can turn the comments off, or you can have them appended to the file name, which some people like. Personally, I don't, but it's useful. It has its place.
OK button.
OK, we'll close that dialog.
Download options.
Download options. What
OK button.
I want to show that was the
new
download tab. We also have the network tab, which basically allows you to configure frequency of downloads, how long it'll wait before starting new files, which is a useful feature. Suppose you have an FTP server where you're only allowed to download one file at once. These servers generally take a couple of seconds to reset your account so that, that the server needs to know that you finished one file. So you can specify enough delay here, which is good.
Mirror tab.
I want to show you the
monitoring tab
here. you can choose how it monitors. So, for example, we've got
monitoring page, check monitor clipboard, check boxed.
Monitor clipboard. If I copy a web address or a link to a file to the clipboard, it'll pop up asking if I want to download it, which can get annoying, I must be honest. So,
not check monitor Internet Explorer 4, X-6, X-check box.
Monitor Internet Explorer 4 to 6, I'll turn that on.
Check.
If I try to download a file in IE, it'll pop up. If I press escape, it'll go back to the default download box. So if I'm downloading something small, or I want to open it instead of download it, I can just escape it, which is okay.
Monitor skip files with extensions. Edit PLSM for you.
You can make it skip files with certain extensions. At the moment, it skips playlists. PLS files are playlists. Meaning if, for example, I want to listen to an internet radio stream, I click on the playlist, it will not download it, it will just let it go, which is very useful. I'm going to add in there, by the way, text files and WAV audio files, so that if I open the text file, it'll not download it.
Not check monitor alt, must be pressed, check box.
This you can turn on so that it'll only download files if you hold down the alt key. Not particularly useful for blind people, because alt and enter tends to bring up property windows, but if you're clicking on a button or on a link, alt can be used to make FDM respond.
Check monitor allow Internet Explorer to download if you press cancel, check box.
Yeah, this is the one I was telling you about earlier on. If you press cancel, let IE download the file.
Not check monitor, don't monitor for files smaller than checkbox.
This is good, I'll turn this on.
Checked.
You can make it of skip files that are only certain size.
Monitor edit 10. Not check monitor opposite. X dash 8. Monitor edit 10. For check, don't monitor for files smaller than checkbox, check 10 kbytes.
10 kb.
PC cursor.
I'll set it up to say, I don't know, make it anything under a megabyte.
1024.
Anything under a megabyte. Let IE handle. Because I only really use FDM for bigger files and larger files that I want to keep going in the background. So anything under a meg, let IE handle.
Opera 6,
Opera is another web browser.
Not check monitor Netscape 6.
So is Netscape.
Not check monitor Mozilla Firefox.
So is Mozilla Firefox.
Not check monitor silent monitoring checkbox.
Silent monitoring, don't have that. If you have silent monitoring, it will just do things without you knowing about it. Which, if you want to do things overnight or batch, it's good. Personally, I like to know what my programs are doing.
Check that FDM for the Internet Explorer context menu checkbox.
This is a really useful one. It lets you right-click on a file and choose to download it with FDM or not. I leave that there. Very useful.
OK button.
Now, I also want to show you
cancel, apply button.
In this dialog box,
help button.
The
notifications
tab.
Notifications page. Not checking straight. Balloons. Checkbox.
I'll turn that on for the time being.
Checked.
It's what I was telling you about when it pops up the balloons when downloads are done.
Timeout edit spin box. 10.
Timeout. Choose how long the balloon is active for.
Check new sounds, checkbox.
New sounds.
Customize button.
Customize. Now, let me show you this.
Download options dialog. Customize sounds dialog. List one, list two. Not select the download added. See / program files / free download manager / 106.
Okay.
Download added.
Here we have.
Left mouse button. Set sound button.
Several sound effects will happen.
Remove
so
button.
The download added sound I have goes. That's kind of cool.
List one.
We have.
Download complete.
Download complete is a little.
Test button.
Ding. And the voice you heard earlier on, when all my downloads are complete, is
download complete,
which is a nice recorded sound. Also, this program can dial up modems.
Dialing succeeded.
If anyone's using a dial-up connection, or I've used it for GPRS on my cell phone in the past. So if you wanted to dial an internet connection, it can play sounds.
Dialing succeeded.
When you dial. And
dialing. Test button.
Dialing failed.
When you fail to dial.
Okay button.
So there are plenty of sounds you can add there. Basically, I was tabbing to the test button there. You can also tab to a set button, which will allow you to set the sounds you want. If anybody wants those WAV files, they need to just email me and I'll be happy to send them along. I will give you a download address for FDM later on. But the sounds don't come with it, so I made those myself.
Okay button.
Okay, we'll exit that for now. Now,
list view complete for conference. X172 KB.
Let's download it done. I'm going to
Raising Helen Bog.
Start that download temporarily.
Raising Helen Bog.
And it takes a while, it's
connecting
at the moment.
Raising Helen Bog downloading.
And now it's downloading. And
Raising
I can hear Jaws is
Raising
reading
Raising Helen
every time it
Raising
downloads
and Raising Raising
byte of the file.
Raising
or the time
Raising
it takes changes.
Raising
it changes. So I'll stop that.
Download complete.
It's not complete, it's just stopped. Now I want to show you the next thing that you want to see, I suppose, is downloading a file in Internet Explorer. What I'm going to do is go to a website.
Run dialog.
I'm going to go to one of my pages.
page has two headings and 17 links. Oh, good. DTMF.
Quickly. So if I click
DTMFX, the application itself.
Visited. DTMF.exe.
Free download manager, add download dialog.
The free download manager, add download dialog pops up. Now, I want to show you this dialog in detail because it's a very useful and very common and very important one. So the first field in this dialog we have
HTTP products, the latest, quick percent 20 DTMF, DTMFX.
Is of course the URL address of the file.
Mirrors button.
You can allow it to mirror, so if there are multiple download sources for a file, you can let it download from them at different mirrors, so you get faster download speeds. This file that we're downloading hasn't got any mirrors because I made it, basically, we skipped that for the time being.
Not check username and password are required checkbox.
This field allows you to download from FTP or secure HTTP sites, or anything that requires authorization, basically. If you turn it on,
check.
You specify
user edit.
Username,
password. Check username and password, not check.
For the purposes, we don't need it either.
Group combo box, software graphic 974.
Now, the software group was picked because this file is an application, it ends in .exe, and because I set up a software group, it knows .exe is software, so put it in the software group.
Graphic 446 button.
Here's where you can sort of add new groups. It's not labeled, but you just have to live with that. You know these buttons that aren't labeled. Generally, they allow you to browse or modify what they're discussing. So in this case, you can add groups.
Save the folder, edit combo, c backslash downloads backslash software backslash.
Save the folder, downloads backslash software. It's backslash software because that's the group's download path. If I were to, I can change this if I want to, but I'm not going to. Basically, that's good.
Graphic 155 button.
That's the browse button.
Check generate a file name automatically. Checkbox.
Generate a file name. Basically, it'll use the file name from the web, which in our case is dtmf.exe.
Comment edit.
You can add a comment here if you want. There isn't one by default. You can put one in. No need, because it's only a demo.
Priority of download, left, right, slider, 50%.
Here is where you can specify its priority relative to other downloads. So, for example, if I had my movie downloading in the background here, say it was going at 50%, I wanted this file. So,
0%.
Oops, wrong way.
100%.
I want this file more importantly, because it's smaller, and I want it now. So I just up the priority of this file. It will interrupt my movie, or it will download them concurrently if there's enough bandwidth. If not, my movie will lose out to this program because of the priority. This is very important to remember. Not many people use it. I've seen 3 or 4 people that I know personally using FTM now because I've mostly told them how brilliant it is, and they sort of think, okay, I'll use it. But no one uses the priority field, which I think, why, people? It's a great, great little tool. If you have batches of MP3s going in the background or something, and you wanted to get a file quickly, I've seen people actually go in, stop their MP3s, download this file and resume. And you haven't got to do it because you can just use priorities, which is really cool. The
check start manually radio button.
It's on start manually. It keeps this setting. It was on start manually before because I downloaded the currency converter program. So I'll put it to
check start automatically radio button.
Automatically. Now,
start graphic 852
this
button.
Start graphic button. It's very, very misleading. So people click it and they get
add download dialog, URL, schedule download dialog, start time page, list box, 0 items.
You can actually schedule downloads here.
Free download manager.
The start button allows you to specify a time, a date for this file to be downloaded. It doesn't start the download in and of itself, which I think it's extraordinarily confusing. I would like to take it up with FTM support and see if they can rename it or something. For the time being, just know that it's a scheduler and not the actual start download button. It's quite good, the scheduler. I've used it several times. Mostly, what did I use it for? Every Friday we get a list of DVS audio described TV listings released every Friday at sort of midday time. So I schedule a download every Friday at sort of 1 p.m. It downloads that page and puts it sort of on my hard drive, which is quite useful, especially if I'm sort of at school, because this program works pretty much with any server going. So if I'm at school or at home, it doesn't matter. If the laptop isn't on, it'll download it as soon as I load up, which is wonderful. So I like the scheduler. Now the
start graphic 788 button.
That's the button we just clicked.
Query size button.
The query size button is useful. If I press it, I lose focus when you click that button, which is kind of annoying.
Save the folder. Edit. Comment. Edit. Check start
graphic
201 KB button.
Now the size button. It just gets the size of the files you're downloading. If you're downloading a big batch of files, it's useful to know how big they are. It does take time, however. If you really need to know, okay, but I wouldn't waste time clicking it just to find out how big files are, because it does tend to disrupt your focus on the window. which is kind of annoying.
Advanced button.
Advanced button allows you to specify how many, you can, for example, choose how many segments the file gets split into. FDM allows you to download portions of a file sort of at the same time and then combines them all together. Basically, the idea is it speeds up your network traffic by splitting up the file and downloading it in smaller chunks. It's not active by default, I don't think. It can get really annoying, particularly if you download from local servers, FTP servers or whatever. Webmasters don't like you doing it because it uses their bandwidth. So that's basically what you can do in the advanced dialog.
OK button.
And the OK button actually does start the download.
List.
Beep. And it's downloading. It's quite big. Yes, it's going. You also should announce it too when it's done because of the tray tooltip balloon. Come on.
DTMF X201KB 0% 0.
Why isn't it going? Oh, because it's on start manually.
DTMF.
I'm dumb.
Download complete.
There we go. And you hear yours as well because the balloon popped up. Okay. There isn't much more to show you, primarily because it's download manager. It's the things it does can be done in the background. Once you understand the basics of how it works, there isn't much that you need to learn. I will show you the multiple downloading options. To demonstrate this, I'm going to go.
Quick DTMF.
I will show you
open dialog.
The ability to download lots of files at once. I'm going to go to findsounds.com.
Downloads.
DTMFX, the application itself.
Visited. Search for edit. Press enter for forms mode. Title is Find Sounds. Search the web for sounds. Internet Explorer. Edit. Forms mode.
I'm
on.
Going to search for sounds of. What can I search for? I don't know. Birds.
Forms mode off.
Okay.
Screen up. Find sound. Table F. Find sounds like this one button.
http://www.bccl.org/1. WAV.
Okay, let's hear that sound, please.
Windows Media.
Okay, that's very nice. Now, there are 10 sounds on this page. I don't know if they're all wave sounds, but most of them are. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to right-click.
Context menu.
I'm going to go to...
Print target, cut available, copy of copy short, paste unavailable, add to favorites, download all by free download manager.
Download all by free download manager. And here...
Leaving menus, free download manager, add list of downloads dialog.
We have a big list of files.
http://finsounds.com.1.html.
Now, of course, we don't want all these. We only want the sounds. So if I tab to the...
Remove selected button, HTTP double,
one,
filter button.
The filter button.
Add list of downloads dialog, average filter dialog, extensions divided by spaces, e.g. ZipRarArch extensions divided by spaces, e.g. ZipRarArch edit.
I'm going to type wave, WAV in here, and I'm going to choose...
Check leave files with such extensions only radio button 2 of 2.
Leave only these files. So
okay,
basically,
button.
It'll not download any web pages or any images or anything, just the sounds that I want.
Free download manager, add list of downloads dialog, average filter button. Priority of downloads, list 1, list 2, not selected, http://www.bccl.org/sounds.pk1, WAV, 1 of 9.
Now there are 9, so one of the 10 search results on this page isn't a wave sound. But 9 is good, 9 is very good. So we've done that.
Not check username and password are required checkbox.
It's basically a similar setup to the last time. I don't need the username.
Proof, combo box, software, graphic 974,
now, I don't software, it
graphic
that from last
table
time.
Order, edit combo, /downloads/software.
So I'm
going
to modify it, I'm going to make it save to c:\sounds/birds. And
graphic 155 button.
Browse button.
Check start schedule radio button. Free of me.
Almost on start schedule.
Check start manually radio.
Automatically.
Check start automatically radio.
Thank you. Right. The reason it's on start schedule is because we clicked on the scheduler button, which is probably what's happened to many people. They click schedule button. They don't want it. They press escape, and then they wonder why their downloads aren't working. So remember to reset those radio buttons before you start, people. Now.
Query size button.
I'm not going to press this because each of these files is from a different place. Findsounds.com indexes lots and lots of sounds sources, and to get the sizes of all 9 of these files from different web servers could take about 45 seconds, which we haven't got time to waste.
But that's button.
So,
okay button.
If I just press OK here,
list view, graphic.
It's starting, hopefully.
Please download manager, Tintail 1, WAV, done.
One file is
please
done.
Download manager, ISO, WAV, done, Tintail 1.
Two files are done. Jaws is announcing them, which is kind of annoying, which is probably why I had that thing turned off in the first place.
Please download manager, Lomber, WAV.
There we go.
Please download manager,
6, 7.
Superscript 1. Superscript.
6, 7.
Please download.
8. I think that's 8 anyway.
Download complete.
And that's all of them. 9 files downloaded. like that. If I
run dialog,
go to the directory.
R. Cmax.
Well, selected. I can type properly, of course.
Birds folder view list view not selected. Superscript 1 degrees on no tilde off 1 of 9.
Play them. That was kind of cool, wasn't it? But yeah, it's downloaded all those songs. It's put them all in the one directory. They're all named properly, and they all work, which is wonderful. And how big are they? Let's find out.
Superscript 1 root jaws to PC. Size on disk 1.07 MB.
Only 1.07 megs. But that was really quick, wasn't it? For a megabyte of data. 9 files. If you consider back in the days of 56k modems when they were, you know, mostly used, a meg would have taken you, I don't know, 6 minutes. And it took, what, all of 4 or 5 seconds to get those, which is wonderful. So, that is how the download all option works. The one thing I am going to do,
PC,
exiting this dialog,
please download manager,
is Raising, we have Raising Helen,
for converts,
we have the currency converter,
DTMF.
We have to do TMF. We also have 9 WAV files, which we don't need, so I'm going to select
Raising,
all those.
Selected DTMF.x201kb1, confirmation dialog, are you sure, yes button, for converts, x170, graphic 8 confirmation, graphic 869, are you sure, yes
it
button, no
button.
It doesn't
tell you how many files you're getting rid of. I should note here, I'm deleting only the evidence that I've downloaded these files, only them from the list. I'm not deleting the files themselves, they're on my hard drive where I put them, they're there to stay. I'm only deleting the entries from the download files list. The files themselves will be perfectly safe. So off they go.
Raising Helen. Okay.
That's the only file we have.
Paused.
It's paused. No other files exist. So I've only got one file downloading at the moment. Yeah, I want to show you how it can be used to download a big website, or in our case, a play with study notes. So I'm going to go to my favorites.
Leaving menus. Duchess
play of the Duchess of Malfi.
Duchess of Malfi Armitage.
Very interesting read if you like that sort of thing. What I'm going to do now is select the address of this page.
Selected http://larryvisbrand.homestead.com/files/malfi/malfi_com. Copy selected text to clipboard.
Okay. You'll notice FDM did not pop up and ask me to download it. This is because it's a web page, it's not a file. And it's sensible and smart enough to realize that, okay, he's copying a website address to the clipboard. We don't want to download that web page because it wouldn't get us anywhere. I very often send links of web pages to friends over MSN or Skype or email, and I wouldn't want FDM popping up every time I copy a URL to the clipboard. So that's good. Now I'm going to go back to FDM.
Gold wave, free download manager, free download manager.
And I'm going to go, now I told you earlier on there were these tabs, downloads, scheduler, and so on and so forth. To move between them, you press Alt 1 for downloads, Alt 2 for scheduler.
List view, 0 items.
We have no scheduled items. Alt 3 for site explorer.
Address edit combo.
No address. Alt 4 for the site manager, which stores your password.
List view, graphic 183, Larry Visbrand, homestead, com.
Alt 5.
List view, 0 items.
Is the HTML spider. Now, I'm going to go to the HTML spider menu, which is on the menu bar.
Menu bar, file, view, HTML spider. Menu, download website, control L.
I'm going to download a website.
Leaving menus, download website dialog, average user, password, depth of downloading, website page, URL edit combo, HTTP, Larry Visbrand, homestead, com, files, Melfi, Melfi, home, HTM.
It's picked that address out of my clipboard, which is kind of nice of it. You can choose here how far.
Check, keep the server folder structure,
yeah,
checkbox.
I want to keep all the folders as they are.
Depth of downloading, edit spin box, 4.
I only want to download one folder deep. All the files for this player in one directory. Which means I only need to get the one folder. You can download 4, 5, 6 directories deep. If you have a big, for example, a collection of MIDI music, and they're all categorized on different folders, you could just basically say, go get everything and download the entire folder structure. I only want the one folder directory level of files, so that's fine.
Not check, not store servers, pages, checkbox.
You can tell it not to store pages. In my case, the play is a website. It's HTML markup web pages. So I want the pages.
Check delete completed downloads automatically recommended checkbox.
This deletes them not from your hard drive but the list, which is very useful because you could theoretically download thousands of files, images, web pages and so on from this method of downloading. So deleting them from your main downloads list is probably a good idea when they're done.
Not check login is required checkbox.
No username and anything is required.
Group combo box software graphic 340.
Not software, they are
books.
Graphic
446 button.
You notice
save the folder edit combo c backslash books backslash
the download directory changes. I'm going to save them in books / batches, just to make sure that they don't get mixed up with other files.
Graphic 155 button.
The browse button again.
Check start automatically. Ready.
Automatic starting.
Start graph. Priority of download. Left right slider. 50%.
Give it a good priority.
100%.
Just because.
Advanced button.
We can.
OK button.
There is no query size button, as you may have noticed, because you give it address. It doesn't know what it's downloading yet. It only found out when it's done. I'm actually going to change it from automatic to.
Priority of download. Start graphic 850. Check start automatic. Check start manually. Radio
manually.
Button. OK button. List view.
That's logged in and ready to go.
HTTP where you visit homestead com file 0%. Blank.
Okay.
HTTP.
That's not going yet. The reason I didn't make it go yet is I'm going to turn off the tray tip announcement, because this play, I know for a fact, has about 100 files, and Joe's announcing every single one could get annoying. I don't mind the little BB noises because they tell me things are going, but I don't want Joe's announcing every file as it happens. So, download options.
Download options dialog.
I'm going to go to
notifications. Page.
Notifications.
Timeout edit spin. Check news tray. Balloons. Checkbox.
And
check.
Turn that off.
List view. HTTP.
And now
HTTP.
I can right click this download link.
Context menu. Download website. Start downloading.
Start downloading.
Leaving menus. HTTP where you is.
And hopefully each beep you hear is a file being downloaded, which means there are lots and lots of them. And it's just getting every single page in this directory. Of course, players are split into acts and scenes, there are notes on each play, notes on each sort of act, notes on each scene, and so there are lots and lots of files for to download. So we let it go.
Download complete.
That's done. Now if I go to my books.
Run dialog.
Books /
S.
Duchess.
Duchess, full. Larry Lizard, Homestead, C.
How big is this? It shouldn't be all that big because it's only web content.
Created size on disk 1.92.
It's only 1.92.
Larry Lizard, Home PC cursor. Older view site. Tragedy after Aristotle, HTM.
There are lots of
site,
pages here.
User, files. Publish images.
I want. Where is it?
Site
to.
Files. Folder. Malfi.
Malfi.
Folder.
It's his structure, not mine. The files it's downloaded here aren't in the directory structure that you specify. It keeps the servers. So if I go to Malfi.
Malfi Home, HTM.
That's the page we found earlier on.
Duchess of Malfi Home, Internet Explorer. Duchess.
Now, this is the entire
Malfi
website.
Land, the complete text with notes and commentary. Blank, IDR, Larry A. Brown, Professor Larry of Fever, Asheville,
Brown,
DN, USA.
Oh, he's from the USA? I didn't know that. Cool.
Act I, C9.
You can click these.
Page 20, I. Duchess of Melfi 2, I. And most vultures reading of the apricots are. Blank, S.
Yeah, it's reading, it's got the entire text here.
Most vultures reading apparent signs of.
Reading.
Now,
now you notice there it said breeding.
Reading.
And it's a link, which links to the commentary and the study notes.
Page as tetchiness colon. Blank, tetchiness here. Blank, tetchiness. Blank,
goes
on Act 2, C9. Blank, tetch, blank, breeding, pregnancy.
Pregnancy. Here we go. So it has notes, but as far as I can tell, if I look at the address, here we go. Everything is on my hard drive. Nothing is being referenced externally. If the webmaster has done his job, which of course Dr. Brown seems to have done, he uses what are called relative links, which means the links from, for example, the homepage to each act and scene haven't been given the full address of his website. So instead of going to LarryBrownHomestead.com/Malfi/Act1/Scene1, he's just gone Act1/Scene1, which means even if he moves them or if I view them on my hard drive, the links and their relationship are still intact. So I could burn this directory to a CD, which I did a couple of months back. I could pop it into any machine on our school network and I could view the play in its entirety with study notes and everything perfectly, all thanks to FDM. There are, let me have a look exactly how many files.
Melody, folder view, site. Larry Lisbon. Size on it contains 91 files, 13 folders.
91 files.
PC cursor.
So it's close enough to 100.
Larry Lisbon.
To download everything, put it in the right folder, to name those folders case sensitively and with the proper punctuation, would have taken me, I'd say, maybe 2 hours, 2.5 hours. It took SDM 25 seconds. Brilliant, wonderful program.
And thanks very much to Sean Randall for his demonstration of the free download manager, available from freedownloadmanager.org. That's all from Main Menu for this week. Thanks very much for listening. If you'd like to drop us a line, you can do so by writing to mainmenu@acbradio.org. That's mainmenu@acbradio.org. Don't forget, of course, Main Menu is your program. We would certainly welcome your input. And if you'd like to record an item, as Sean has done, then we would would certainly be very appreciative of that, and we can provide you with any technical support that you require to get that project up and running. I'm Dave Williams, and on behalf of all the Main Menu team, until next time, bye for now.